Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. The national tour of Pippin is at Proctor's in Schenectady this week, opening tonight and running through Sunday. The 2013 Tony Award winner for Best Musical Revival, with a beloved score by Tony nominee Stephen Schwartz, tells the story of a young prince on a death-defying journey to find the meaning of his existence. This production is directed by Tony winner Diane Paulus and features sizzling choreography in the style of Bob Fosse and breathtaking acrobatics by Les Sept Doigts de la Main. In The Tour of Pippin, John Rubinstein plays Charlemagne. He played the title role of Pippin in the original Broadway production in 1972. Rubinstein is a film, stage, and television actor and director, and a composer of film and theater music. He does it all, and he joins us now. John Rubinstein, welcome to the Roundtable.
Well, thank you very much.
What is it like returning to Pippin after all of these years?
It's a thrill, I'd have to say. That's the first word that occurs to me. It's a play that I love. I did it for over 2 years back in the early 70s. It was my Broadway debut. It was a wonderful time in my life. I was having my first two children at that time. So a lot of my memories of the show have to do with my young fatherhood, which was sort of an enchanted time. But I loved working with Bob Fosse, and I loved working with all the wonderful dancers and Ben Vereen and Irene Ryan and my dear Jill Clayburgh. So the show itself just carries that tremendous weight of memory and happiness and youth. And so to get a chance 4 decades plus later to be in it again, to be in that whole world with an entirely new set of new family / friends, colleagues in the show who are all brilliant, to work with a new director who has a brand new vision of this great old play, and to connect back up with old Stephen Schwartz and Roger Herson, who wrote it originally, and when we were all young men gallivanting around and doing our Broadway show. Is a treat and a thrill and a gift that I never would have imagined would happen.
So the spirit of the show stays the same even with all of those people flipping about with the new circus element.
Well, yeah. I mean, the show itself has its own text and its own music and its own spirit, which is what it is. The new concept brings it into a different form, a different life. It is a different experience, I believe, for the audience now than it was back then. And that's what great directors do.
Did you see this production on Broadway before joining the tour, before knowing you would join the tour?
Oh, yes. I saw it right when it opened.
I heard that Ben Vereen spoke about just how different it was, and it sounded like he was a little bit disparaging about how different it was. Were you impressed by the new concept when you first laid your eyes on it?
Yes, I was. I also was a little bit distanced or something. I don't know if that's really the right verb to use. I was I wasn't going to say put off by it, because I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hesitant, I guess, to jump in with all 4 feet. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I think that's a syndrome that maybe some people don't have, but I know I do. Which is, when you first hear, you grow up with a recording of a Brahms symphony, you know, and you play it, and you love it, and you get to know it, and it becomes sort of part of your DNA. You love the music itself, and that recording to you is just, that's how the piece goes. And then you go to a concert, and some wonderful conductor with some wonderful orchestra plays that same Brahms symphony that you grew up on. And oh my God, they're playing the first movement twice as fast. And oh, that oboe soloist is stretching that one note out. Oh no, that's not the way that's supposed to go. And that's a syndrome. What you are exposed to first sticks with you, and you are resistant. I guess that's the word I was looking for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I was resistant to completely going with it because of that syndrome. I don't know what name to put on the syndrome. It's that thing where, you know, you love your mother's apple pie, and you think it's the best apple pie on God's earth, and you order apple pie in a great restaurant known for its great pies, and now that's not like Mom used to make it. It's great, it's good, but that's not the real thing. If only you'd been able to taste my mom's apple pie, then you'd know what apple pie really meant. You know what I mean?
I do. I understand that perfectly. Very well put.
So I grew up in Pippin. That was my home. That was my actual house where I lived. Was that show the way we did it, the way Bob Fosse created it, the way I even helped create it? I would be talking too pretentiously to say that I even had something to do with the creation of the role of Pippin and had something to do with how the whole show went myself. So to see it completely changed and reconceived, obviously there are going to be things that are very, very different. I was dazzled by it. I loved it. I screamed and applauded along with the audience I was in. And I thought it was fabulous, and the people in it were amazing, all of them, singing, dancing, jumping, you know, lighting themselves on fire, falling off of cliffs, doing triple backflips while singing high C's. Yes, it was absolutely astounding. I didn't understand how any of the magic tricks worked. I'm a fan of magic, always have been. I never want to know how it works. I just am dazzled at the trickery. So, yes, I loved it and simultaneously felt, oh, my gosh, where is that feeling? Where is that moment? Where is that exchange between these two people?
Does moving into the house of this Pippin, going on tour in this production, cure that syndrome entirely?
Well, I don't know about entirely. If you tied me to a bedpost and whipped me.
I promise, I won't.
That's a good thing. Maybe we don't quote me on that particular thing. I would say, yeah, there are still moments in the play that I wish we were doing more the way we originally did them. And that might be part of that same old, you know, old dog syndrome where you just don't want to let go of what the original thing was. But I would have to say that, no, I'm a convert now. Mm-hmm. I love the show that we're doing. I think it presents this play in the most exciting possible way. It's a different time, politically, historically, obviously. You know, we did Pippin during the Vietnam War. This play in the first part, especially the part that I play, Charlemagne, his role in this play is mostly in the first hour of the play, and it has to do with war and killing. Mm-hmm. And when we did that in the 70s, it was a terrifying and sort of horrendous period in our country's history. One of the things that makes me sad now, more than sad, angry and depressed as an older man, is that our country is still at war. We're still dropping bombs on people. We're still killing innocent civilians. But there's no draft. So most of our families in this country are not involved. And we don't watch it on television on three channels every night like we did in the 70s. Everybody was partaking in the Vietnam War. And that's why the country took to the street and demanded that it be over. And it took some years, and it took some killings of unarmed students on college campuses. But finally, the message did get through, and we left Vietnam. That message is not coming through now because, you know, I don't know if you have a brother or a son or a father who is serving over there, but I don't. And so the war carries on. And, you know, whatever. Volunteer Army. You know, lovely. And I have a 9-year-old son, and he's not lived a single day when his country was not at war. But he doesn't really feel it. He doesn't watch it on TV like I did. So when we make fun of war and Pippin now, it's an entertainment. It's fun. Audience loves it. When we did it then, audience was struck deep in the heart.
John Rubinstein plays Charlemagne in the national tour of Pippin, which will be running at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York, May 26th through the 31st. John, thank you very much for your conversation and look forward to seeing you in Schenectady.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
The national tour of Pippin opens at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York tonight and runs through Sunday. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.